This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we launch into the third hour of this version of the show, we're open phones as always. You can join us also on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So I was able to find the word that I was looking for to describe where consciousness creates reality, which is sort of like one of the opposite beliefs of the objectivists, which we were talking about in the last hour. And the word is biocentrism. And I've got the book. There's actually a book about this by Dr. Robert Lanza, and he's written a few articles over at Huffington Post. So maybe I'll share one of those here in a moment. But let's go back to Eva in Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Eva, you'd call tonight because you have some concerns about the idea of deporting massive amounts of people, or even small amounts of people, from the United States, correct?
Yes. To deport anyone is unconstitutional, regardless. The only reason they use the naturalized American citizen thing is because they would argue, well, they're not American citizens. I personally believe every human being, and it even says this, is that, you know, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. You know, this is a human rights issue, not an immigrant issue. I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm pro-person.
I'm pro-human being as well, and I have some serious concerns with the fact that, you know, the government exists, because ultimately the fact that there is this thing called the state that people believe in gives people the excuse to use violence against other people, or the threat of violence against other people.
Right.
And ultimately, the more power that these folks give the state, the more deference that they give it, the more authority that they sort of transfer to it in their minds, the more enslaved we will all become. I understand that these people believe that by getting rid of immigrants, they're somehow going to protect themselves from violence, or that they're going to protect themselves from competition for jobs, for instance. I think they're going to be very, very sorry, because ultimately the violence is going to be visited upon them by the very state that they have empowered. Ultimately, at some point, maybe not right away, but at some point, and then ultimately they, you know, they have empowered the state to, you know, impoverish them, basically, by restricting immigration, which has historically been an economic boon to this country.
Not only that, but there's also a call for 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, 10,000 more ICE agents.
So ICE much for the hiring
immigration
freeze.
And Customs Enforcement. 500 more officers for the air and marine operations at Customs and Border Protection. And also, you know, Trump still wants to build this wall thing.
Yeah,
now, I heard a story and actually reported on, so if you're listening to the Liberty Radio Network, you would have heard this story in the top of the hour news, where the Canadian authorities are actually opening up a center to deal with asylum seekers coming from the United States.
In record numbers.
In record numbers. Yes, like almost three times as many people sought asylum in January of this year compared to 1 year ago.
Hey, Eva, have you ever read the poem that is inscribed with the Statue of Liberty?
I have heard it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good one. The New Colossus, I'll just share it here for those who haven't heard it. They're going to have to scrape this off of there, or, you know, maybe just burn the whole Statue of Liberty down, melt the whole thing down or something like that. Maybe melt it into a Trump statue or something like that.
Because, no, don't melt it. It was a gift.
Well, it doesn't belong anymore. I mean, this poem obviously is not what people
believe in. Well, the poem definitely doesn't fit Trump's America, but, you know, keep the statue.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our sea-washed sunset gates, shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Now, isn't that what America was supposed to be?
Yes, very much so. You know, I'm the great-granddaughter of a Polish immigrant, and so without immigrants, I would not be an American citizen.
I think that's true of all of us.
I was going to say, yeah, because ultimately we're from immigrants, so I have to be pro-immigrant, or I wouldn't be here. And I do love America, but I hate to see the way it's going. I see the federal government getting more and more power when the power of the people was supposed to be greater than the power of the people in power. So I guess the last thing I have to say is for those people out there who say we want the government to take care of this and we want the government to take care of that, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it, and then some you don't want.
Yep. Thank you, Eva, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
And one thing that a lot of people that say, I want the government to provide X, don't realize is the government is going to steal your money and then provide you with Y. So,
they're not even
going to give you what you want. Right. They'll just take your money and then give you something.
And it's not going to be good
most
of the time.
As Harry Brown used to say, the government breaks your leg and gives you a crutch and says, aren't you glad we were here to give you a crutch?
Let's talk to Jim in Atlanta, watching us on our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are y'all doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
I was just going to continue my thoughts about the election and Trump. I'm guessing y'all are pretty anti-Trump,
Well, I'm in favor of freedom, so as far as Trump is willing to work towards freedom, I'll support him on that. So, you know, if his FCC, for instance, repeals regulations, I'll support that, and we'll mention it when we hear good news.
I'm not going to hold my breath that they're going to do anything to increase freedom, but I'll welcome it if it does.
But if he's rounding people up and, you know, deporting peaceful people who've never harmed another person, then that's, you know, a police state, and I can't support that. So I support liberty.
Agree.
All right.
I would definitely agree with that. You know, I think more people need to be a little bit more open-minded about Trump because, I mean, if he does something good, then you gotta at least celebrate that. You know, a lot of people are very disappointed with the election, but I think that regardless of where you are, you know, on the political spectrum, you gotta be open-minded to the election. So I was going to talk about the immigration.
Well, you can do that here in a moment, but I mean, as far as the election is concerned, there was no way I could not have been disappointed with the election. I mean, there was no candidate running with any chance of winning.
Yeah, of course. I definitely agree.
Who was in favor of freedom. I mean, so, you know, Trump versus Hillary, I'd rather see Trump get in just because he's not Hillary, but that doesn't mean I voted for him. I didn't vote for him.
Course,
I voted for Daryl, who's sitting across the table from me here.
I'm here. So I have a little story about immigration that kind of marks a bit of an opinion on my beliefs, but I will say I do agree with you about the election, and I feel like, at least from what you've said so far, we have pretty similar beliefs.
All
so
right.
I live in Atlanta now, but when I was younger, I lived in South Texas, very close to the border. So immigration was, or illegal immigration was more of a problem that I got to see on the daily side. So I went to a public school in South Texas, and I grew up living around many illegal immigrants. And
how do you know they were illegal immigrants?
It was known by everyone that they were illegal. Not, of course, not every single one, but again, it really was known across the town who was and who wasn't. It was a small town. Obviously, not every single person there, but a lot of the Mexican population was illegal, and people did know that. But I will say that one of them I became close friends with.
I want to hear the rest of the story. Hang on, Jim. We'll bring you back for it here in moments. Growing up with people who are allegedly illegal, I don't really care for the term illegal person.
Nor do I.
I think that we're all just human beings, and the government would like everything. You know, the government likes to make things illegal. And so it's probably true that all of us are illegals. If one isn't illegal because one has done something illegal, then we're all probably illegals. It's Free Talk Live, if you want to use that definition.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is LRN.FM with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can always join us online. We've got a whole bunch of features on our website, archives that go back for a decade and more. Plus live streaming audio. We've got the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, which has our video feed as it's live. And then, of course, later on, you can go back and watch. If for some reason you want to do that, you can do that anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get interactive with the front page of the website by submitting content to the front page. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. And you can vote up other people's submissions if you like them, or vote them down if you don't. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. All right, Jim, in Atlanta, you were telling us a story about where you say you grew up in Texas near the border. You said that kind of everybody knew that there were so-called illegals that were living in the neighborhood there with you, and you were telling us a story. You befriended one, or please continue.
Correct, yeah. And sorry, I will specify that, yes, illegal under the law, but the law says it. But I do kind of agree with what you're saying. But anyway, so I began to become friends with these people. They weren't shunned at all. They weren't looked down upon in society, which was good.
That's probably
like
because they were good. I'm just going to guess here. That's probably because they were good people who brought value to the community.
Oh, yes.
Right,
course,
like that's why they weren't shunned. If they were criminals or bad, dastardly types, then they probably would have been shunned, as they should have been.
Yeah, and I also think that America has a very twisted view on that. Which, yeah, thank you for clarifying. They were completely normal people, at least the same kind of ratio to normal Americans versus criminals that are part of American population. But yeah. So anyway,
well, considering that, like, one out of four Americans have some kind of criminal record, then, you know, I don't think you could say the law-abiding American population.
Well, no, but also not the same ratio either. As we were discussing, I think, last night on the show, Daryl, you had pulled up some info, and I pulled up an old story from the American Conservative magazine showing that immigrants are actually less likely than native-born Americans to commit crimes.
Correct.
But anyway, go ahead with your story.
Yeah, so I became friends with one. I'm not going to say its name, although it doesn't really matter. But we became friends. We hung out a lot. We were, let's see, I think we were seniors in high school. And I'm actually homosexual, I will say. And we started to form a homosexual relationship. And everything was going great. And we didn't really want to tell anyone because, I don't know, back in that time it was a little bit weird to be homosexual, I guess, at least in that
I suspect
town.
That, so, you know, just my, I'm just guessing here, I suspect that it would be difficult for your typical American youth to come out in certain cultures, like maybe the kind of culture that might live in the South, and then
exactly,
also
yeah.
You've got a lot of Mexican folks, I'm presuming he was from
very
Mexico,
Catholic.
But
Catholic.
Right, Catholics, I'm sure they're also right. Just as, let's say, bigoted towards, you know, towards homosexuality. Just a speculation on my
exactly.
part.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much completely true. And so we tried to go about our relationship, and we were very happy, even though we couldn't really tell a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is we both graduated, and I was going to go to community college, and my boyfriend was going to work with his family. And what ended up happening was a little incident that triggered something was, that we were hanging out, and I was not really under the impression that we were going to have sex. But what ended up happening is he ended up violently raping me, and this resulted in me having to come out as gay and telling pretty much the entire town figured out about it, and he ended up getting arrested, and it was a big mess, and it was very, very violent rape.
Obviously that, I don't know what you just said there, but I think it was something that might have been graphic and you probably shouldn't do that. But how is it that this person who you had a presumably loving relationship with, turned out to be a violent rapist of you? What was it that happened there? I mean, obviously you brought this up,
yeah.
So you're willing to talk about it to some extent without getting graphic.
So I think the thing was, of course, everyone says they have a good relationship, and there are some underlying things that are, like, kind of damaging to the relationship. So of course, our relationship wasn't perfect. And what ended up happening was he kept kind of pressuring for us to have sex, and I didn't really want to.
I see.
And so it got to the point where there were certain situations where there was a lot of gray line. Of course, there is that with sexual activity. And it was kind of a gray line, I will say. I will say we were both intoxicated.
Not that excuses it. I'm not saying that the intoxication excuses
of course,
it,
of course,
but.
Of course.
But it is, you know, it does to some extent explain why someone's behavior would change from what
a
normal is. So what was the rest of the story? So he committed this act on you, and then it came out.
So I came out, and my family wasn't really surprised, I guess. His family was not happy, but I'll start with my family. They weren't surprised. They weren't very, although they were very conservative. They were not very Christian backgrounds, and they were relatively supportive of me. But what ended up happening was with my boyfriend's family is that he ended up getting kicked out of his house, actually. And since there was a lot of tension between us, I didn't really feel the need to support him at all. But I ended up not doing anything to help him. So he ended up going back to Mexico.
Okay.
So, all right.
Basically,
I'm sorry to hear about that. Obviously,
yeah, it was a weird thing.
Yeah, obviously, nobody's perfect. People make mistakes in the heat of passion. I'm not making an excuse for that behavior at all, but that's a real crime that he committed against you, and that, you know, real crimes, regardless of who they're committed by, whether they're immigrants or not, should probably be, you know,
right. The fact that he was an immigrant has nothing
to do with
what he did or that you had a relationship with him.
Yeah, I will read that. Now, I will say one thing I forgot to mention was that actually before he went back and after we had broken our ties, actually raped him back.
All right, now I don't believe the story. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I think he said something in there about a butthole, and I think that was supposed to be some sort of punchline, but I talked over it accidentally, and I don't believe it at all.
Yeah.
So toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, you know, up until that point, you know, it was a pretty good telling. It was plausible sounding in the beginning.
Yeah.
But no, that was a fake call, I think.
Yeah.
You can tell me how you feel about it if you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can also take control of the airwaves.
I'm super confused by that call.
What do you say
it's
about
like
it?
It's like Inception. I don't think it was real.
Yeah, it's just a troll. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe your story's true. And that's the thing. You never really know on talk radio now, do you? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Plus, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you should shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the Amazon link you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Just go shopping at the Amazon that's right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price when you do that. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Josh in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling, and I've been on the phone for a while, so I've been listening in, and that guy Jim from, I don't know, I can't remember where it was from, but his story, I do agree that it was very, like, I consider it offensive to homosexuals and illegal on, like, many different levels. Do y'all find it the same way?
I just think he was a troll. I mean, I don't know if it was particularly offensive or anything like that. He was just making up a story so he could tell a fake story, and I don't know if it was supposed to get a reaction out of people or something, but I don't know if it had its intended effect.
All right, so here's the real question. What do y'all think about my good buddy, Adam Kokesh?
Adam Kokesh. I like Adam. I mean,
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about Adam Kokesh.
I don't think about him much, but I mean, if asked to think about Adam, I would say I like Adam. I mean, I'm not in a relationship with Adam, so I imagine our life would be a little bit different if I were. I mean, there's been some things that some people who've worked with him have said that, you know, they haven't worked out really well. Like, it was hard to a hard guy to work for, basically.
And but it's more than just one or two people. Yeah. It's a bunch of people.
But, you know, ultimately, he was in the military, and there's a certain kind of mindset that I think that role attracts, and he probably had a military family, and, yeah, I mean, everybody has their issues. I think that a lot of people's problems are forgivable, and ultimately, I love Adam. I appreciate the work that he's done for Liberty. He's done a lot of good stuff out there. Some of his videos that he's made are just absolutely outstanding. And unlike some people who have been sort of a libertarian media, he has not lost sight of his principles, unlike, let's say, folks like Stefan Molyneux, who used to have principles and then completely abandoned them in favor of Donald Trump. Josh, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Vernon in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
So for your longtime listeners, they're probably familiar with the Shrine of Female Listeners. I was just curious, one, what happened to that, and two, if you still prioritize female callers before the male. Thank you.
No, we don't anymore. Thank you for the call tonight. The Shrine of Female Listeners does harken back to many years ago on Free Talk Live. It was an idea that I borrowed from the Phil Hendry show, and we implemented it here on Free Talk Live, the idea being, hey, look, there's women that listen to talk radio. Here they are. And we actually started doing this when we were a local talk show. We continued doing it for a few years into... maybe several years. I don't really remember when
I think
it
officially stopped being a thing in
probably like
2013, 2014. It wasn't that long ago, but it's been a few years.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a few to several years to me. But basically, it was just not really being that popular anymore, and I had enough things on my plate to deal with, and so I just decided to retire that portion of the website, given that I pretty much am, you know, the person who adds and removes content to the website. It's one of my many duties here behind the scenes, and ultimately we have more female callers than previously, and so there isn't the preference given anymore at this point. So we'll take whatever calls come in based on who's on topic, based on who's, you know, sounds the most interesting, and based on who is not a chronic caller. So chronic calls generally get placed at the back of the line, so you have to be patient if you are a regular caller to the show. But if you're not a regular caller, then you'll get preference. So I hope that explains the current rules for calling Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. In fact, we made Melanie hang on through all of that, or at least through half of it. Go ahead, Melanie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all?
And she's a co-host, too. Go ahead, Melanie. Good.
Yeah, I am. So I was on Facebook, even though you hate that website, and I saw a really interesting contest that the city of Manchester is having.
A contest. I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. Mostly I hate that I love it so much. Anyway, go ahead with the contest.
Well, it's a useful source of news to some extent. So
it can be.
The city of Manchester is having a contest for flag design, and anyone can submit a flag design to the city of Manchester, and then they will narrow it down to three, and then they will be voted on in November. So, question,
as an amateur vexillologist, and
was that a flag designer?
Not flag designer, someone that likes studying the history of flags and like the concepts behind the design.
Vexillologist.
Yes, that's an actual word. I did not make it up.
I didn't think you did. I mean, that's just a new one to me.
Okay.
Do they have any criteria for the flag?
Yes, but it's not the criteria that would prohibit anyone from trolling them. The criteria is it has to be 3x5. Or a 300x500 JPEG.
So they're requiring that it be a rectangular flag.
Yes.
Already throws out a couple ideas. Like the obscure flag. So Ohio has what they call a dovetail flag, to where it's not rectangular.
Yeah.
It's this weird sort of angular shape with a little indent in it. So, you know, like, imagine a triangle. but with the end of the triangle cut off and sort of inverted and that cut out too.
Is it the one where there's like the two little flippy things on the end of it?
Yeah, okay. It's called a dovetail.
Okay.
And then the country of Nepal has a flag that's two triangles that are stacked on top of one another.
All right. So those are out.
So those designs are out.
No, okay.
It can't be a square, so that's also thrown out.
Okay, but now who's narrowing it down? Is it the city council? Is it like some sort of flag committee? Who is it that's taking...
It says a commit or council of three, or the committee, who is a judging panel of three judges. We're going to narrow it down to three, but yes, it has to be the rectangular shape. It can't have gradient color, can't be two sides, and it can't violate IP.
Okay, so two sides.
You can't put Mickey Mouse on it.
No, like the Oregon flag, to where one side they have the state seal and the other side is just a beaver. The flag of the former Soviet Union, the USSR, the one side had the hammer and sickle. The other side was just a red banner with nothing on it. So we can't do that. We can't have a two-sided flag.
I love that we've tapped into another area of one of Daryl's like databases. Like Daryl has so much information packed in his brain about very specific topics: election law, third-party politics, and now vexillology.
Yes.
So, Melanie, I mean, is this even worth your time? If you don't have the ability to actually troll the vote itself, and it doesn't sound like you do, because the people who are in charge of this thing are going to whittle down to three options, and they're, of course, not going to pick any troll option, so you can't force them to.
But they'll have to still look at the design.
Okay.
That's not necessarily true, but yeah, you can flood City Hall with, I mean, I'm thinking there's two kind of, and you can submit multiple entries. You can enter as many times as you want. I'm thinking you could do one of two main things, or both in different entries.
Well, now, are they at the very least going to display all of the entries, or will they only display the three finalists for people to see? Because if the only people who see it are the people who choose the three finalists, then I would say you're wasting your time on this. But if you want to continue, stand by. We'll do that here. The toll-free number, maybe we can find the official rules. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you were entering, what would you submit? It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. You can dial in now, 855-450-FREE, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here, talking about vexillology, and a word that I had never heard before tonight, and now I've seen it a second time because we went to the Manchester, let's see, there's a Manchester, New Hampshire.
MHTflag.com.
Yeah, and over on ManchesterInkLink.com, they are talking about it, and they actually have the definition of vexillology, V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L-O-G-Y, the scientific study of the history, symbolism, and usage of flags, or by extension, any interest in flags in general. And Melanie's with us, our Monday night co-host. She called in on the phones to talk about this. Melanie, how did you come across this news about this flag contest?
Facebook.
Oh, right. That's right. You mentioned at the beginning of the call.
And then when I was trying to find this, I saw a story from WMUR. So this is something that apparently they started working on in like August of last year, and are finally moving forward on.
They're going to be putting a non-binding referendum on the November election ballot, where city residents will select the winning flag, which they will choose from three design finalists. The design finalists will be determined by an independent panel, they say, of seven judges consisting of representatives from the city government, city schools, and four sponsoring institutions. So basically, there's pretty much zero chance any kind of troll entry is going to get through the panel of government flackies.
Well, it depends on how good you are. And I'm looking at the list of judges. Only two of them are really government agents. One is a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do kind of think it would be kind of funny to just send either a bunch of kind of anarchist, voluntarist flags to the government, or send flags that honestly represent what a government is, or if you thought you could, you know, would be good at this, you could kind of put a hidden symbol, you know, a hidden anarchy symbol or something somewhere in there. There's a lot of things I feel like, and it's not like it takes that much time. You don't have to paint you know, a Michelangelo level painting to submitting.
Sure, that's true. Yeah, I mean, graphically talented people could easily hammer out some submissions. I guess you're right about that. I mean, just if what your idea is to just put so many different entries in that you feel like there's a chance one of them will be chosen as a finalist, I suppose that could possibly work.
Right. I don't know that they would necessarily end up on the ballot. I just think it would be funny to do. I honestly don't know why they thought this would be a good idea. It just sounds like a horrible idea from the start.
It is something that will get people thinking about, you know, civic engagement. They want people to love their city of Manchester, and that's kind of what this, in my opinion, is about. It's about promoting the city and promoting the idea that, you know, you're part of the government. You can choose our flag.
Well, right, and just from that perspective, I think it's worthwhile to kind of make that backfire to some extent, even if it's not backfiring on the people who it is going to work on. And I'm not suggesting anybody go spend hours and hours and hours on this. Just, you know, put out a design or two, you know, a few, you know, draw a little 3x5 thing or put together the PDF if you can do that, or JPEG, I think it was. Yeah, I mean, you know, spend, you know, 5 minutes on it. I'm not suggesting anybody spend like 3 days on this or anything like that. That I think would be a waste of time.
Preference will be given to Manchester residents. Entries that do not follow the guidelines will not be considered. Once submitted, all entries become the property of the City of Manchester, and the designer relinquishes all rights to the design. The city reserves the right to alter, modify, or combine designs to create an official City of Manchester flag. Entries will not be accepted if they use the following gradient color two-size designs that are plagiarized or are not completely original artwork. And no member of the committee or judging panel can submit a design to the contest. Well, would you do this for us, Melanie, and kind of follow this along? And, you know, since you've called in about it once, call in with an update or update us, you know, as you go on Monday nights with us about the status of this. Because if they actually post all of the designs, that would be fun.
They're not saying if they are or not.
Yeah, they're not.
It would also be fun to then ask for, hey, can we see what designs are being submitted? Kind of maybe somebody with not as big a name as, I mean, even if they Googled me, they'd know who I was. Not that I'm that famous, but, you know, if you requested it, maybe that might not work. But somebody kind of obscure, like, hey, can I see all the designs? And see if they'll see what they do, publish them or not.
Maybe a pair of handcuffs on a, like, a dark flag background or something like that. A police truncheon breaking over someone's head.
The government. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
A bear cat.
I definitely appreciate it. It reminds me of back when the bear cat was being proposed here in Keene. This is the armored tank that the police
ballistic
department...
engineered armored response counterattack truck.
Yeah, I remember the school newspaper here. There's a college in town called the Keene State College, and the school newspaper is the Equinox, and they actually had like custom artwork that one of their artists did of the bear cat busting through the page of the newspaper, and I think that might make a cool flag where the bear cat is just busting through the fabric of the flag. Hey, yeah, definitely keep us in the loop on this, Melanie. It sounds like it could be fun, depending on how they run this thing. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So let's continue here. Jose is in Mexico on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jose.
Yes, hola. How are you? Sorry.
Muy bien, Jose. Go ahead.
Hello, gracias. I was just calling in to talk about Trump's immigration policy because
your accent is breaking into a kind of a Middle Eastern sound there, Jose. But you're welcome to continue with your topic.
Sir, please don't make fun of my accent. I am living in Mexico, and my family lives in the United States. They live in San Antonio. It's been very hard for my family because I was deported 3 years ago. I was working in a restaurant, washing the dishes, lavarse los platos.
He knows enough Spanish to pepper it in here.
Hold on, what went splat?
Platos.
All the plates.
Me lavo los platos.
Sí.
And my family, they live in San Antonio. I was deported.
What part of San Antonio?
I was working in a small part of the Riverwalk. in the back restaurant in the bar.
Well, which restaurant on the Riverwalk?
This last resort.
Okay.
All right, so he knows San Antonio. All right. Go ahead. You got deported. What happened? Why did you get deported? Go ahead.
ICE had the reporting that they hired illegals, and they came in. They round us up. You look it on Google. My picture on Google porque they have my picture. The ICE agency, and they sent me back to Monterrey. They throw me off in Monterrey, and I don't see my family for three years. And it's been very hard for me, and I want Trump to, I don't want him to build a wall because I can't get back to my family, and it's been very hard for me.
All right. Well, I don't know if your call is legit because we've had some trolls calling in tonight. If it is legit, then I apologize for doubting you. But you did sound kind of more Middle Eastern than Hispanic there. Obviously, with you. I don't think that people who are peaceful should be thrown out. People who are hardworking folks should be thrown out of the United States. So you certainly have my empathy. I don't know what else I can tell you about it though.
No, sir. I just want to say that's what I hope for this America. I hope that, and also I just want to say shout out to maybe.
I told you we had to hit the dump button on him. So I called that one, didn't I?
Yep.
Let's talk to Joe in Powell, Ohio. But peppering in the Spanish was good. That made it sound like he was less likely to be a bigot. Go ahead, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey. So I just like to comment on Milo getting all the heat for his past pedophile remarks now.
Yeah, this is an interesting discussion. Unfortunately, we don't really have enough time for it tonight. So here's what I'd recommend you do, Joe. We, of course, are live 7 nights a week. And I guess the headline right now is that Milo Yiannopoulos has resigned from Breitbart. He's been kicked out of the CPAC event, and his book deal has been canceled by its publisher all over these alleged pedophile comments. But we don't have enough time to really get into what those comments were or even talk about it. So call tomorrow night, Joe, and we can discuss whatever that is at that time. And I don't even know if he's going to an Acapulco. We had heard that he was one of the speakers, but I also heard recently that they took him off the website. And
I'm trying to take a look right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they took him off before or after this most recent controversy.
Who knows?
So maybe we won't have him on from an Acapulco. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.